T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
End of the show! Ba-ba-da-da-da-da! All right, man. Gotta get some official music. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. We take up what went down in Seattle for the nerds on the internet, and then we cram it back into this thing. So if you missed a day, no big deal. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, the news, and a new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast waiting for you. This week, Seattle Sounders take on Atlanta Sunday, 1 o'clock. Hopefully it'll be beautiful outside. Ticket space, baby. And it's just effectively a bunch of jokes about the Super Martinez brothers. There's now 3 of them, I think, on Atlanta United. Anyway, go give it a download. A comment, a 5-star rating, whatever it is. Whatever. You don't have to do anything, but if you just want more dumb jokes, that's the way to do it. I'm so excited because Bon Iver, it looks like it's Bon Iver, he like won a Grammy for Album of the Year like 5 or 6 years ago, and the entire world was like, huh? Who? Well, I didn't really care for him at the time. I actually went and saw him at the Paramount Theater, and it was a sit-down show, and I was like, wow, this is wild. I mean, the opposite of wild. But after watching him for like a half hour, kind of with my eyes closed, just kind of sleepy, I was like, wow, this guy's really good. Then there's a like 22-something or other album that he put out, which is rad, thanks to things like Spotify. I don't remember the names of anything anymore because I don't actually have to physically find it. That's been a real change. It's like when cell phones made it so you didn't have to know anyone's phone number. Boy. Anyway, Bon Iver says that he's got I, coming out at the end of August, released a couple songs. I liked one of them. Faith is what it was called, and then the other one, like, yeah, well, that's fine, whatever. Yeah, but the big news, I'm burying the lead here, is the earthquake from this morning. It was nuts. Check this out.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
2 significant but not crazy earthquakes rocked the Puget Sound region early this morning. The first measured 4.6 on the Andy Richter scale. At 2:51 in the morning, somewhere just outside of Monroe, between there and Snohomish. The next, a couple minutes later, a 3.5 magnitude earthquake. Now we're talking shake the house, but probably not enough to dump stuff off the shelves. Woke was trending on Twitter, and for the first time in years, because people literally woke up, not because the quakes make us more PC or something. Now, last week in California, a magnitude 6-something was followed a day later by a 7.1. I want to know if that could potentially happen here. Those are significantly stronger earthquakes, but could something more powerful happen in the next 24 hours? Well, Anthony, a meteorologist on Twitter, says for every earthquake, there is a 1 in 20 chance that there will be a stronger one in the next 24 hours following. So that means a 5% chance. So not likely, but also, I mean, it could happen. Have you got an earthquake preparedness kit set up? Because I do not. 1077theend.com now with tips. People felt it all over the place, too. David wrote on Facebook that woke the crazy cat first, and him running through the house and yelling, woke me up, can relate. We thought our cats were actually fighting when it happened. One of them's got an ear problem, and so it's probably always an earthquake to him. Poor Shaggy. Lauren Huffman said she felt it pretty good on the Sammamish Plateau. I've been through earthquakes, but having them wake you up is not fun. Agreed. I like went into panic mode. Brittany says that definitely jolted us out of bed at Everett, but then Nicole says I live up in Everett and slept right through it. And George on Facebook said was knocked out in Everett. Gonna take more than a 4.6 to wake up this San Diego transplant.
You just got news.
So as I was trying to understand that question that Andy, the meteorology Andy guy, answered about are we going to have another one like California in the next 24 hours that could be worse? And I got to digging around, and I guess we should understand what... It's like some nerd talk stuff right here. I guess we should understand kind of like how magnitude of something works. There's also intensity, which is like how we feel it versus how much the Earth is actually moving with magnitude. So the Richter scale is logarithmic. There we go. So the Richter scale is logarithmic. So a 4.0 is 10 times stronger than a 3. So if you do 10 times more than that, that's 10 times 10 times 10. That starts, you're adding zeros onto it for a four. So 4 to 5 is a pretty big step up. And then 5 to 6 starts getting bonkers. That's when you start seeing like the real damage and stuff. So we did 4.6. So if it went up like it did in California by like 0.75 point or whatever, it could be like pretty serious. Unlikely that it's going to happen, 5% chance, right? So how many earthquakes actually strike in a given, like, I don't know, year or whatever? I've kind of stumbled upon this as I was doing some Googling, and the Michigan Technical University posted a real cool seismology. I don't know what it's called. But a 2.5 to a 5.4 magnitude earthquake happens 30,000 times a year around the planet. That's a lot. And that's like, we're right in the sweet spot of that. You got to get to 5.5 before it starts happening very infrequently. We happen to live along the Ring of Fire, so that could be a real thing at some point. But like 500 of those a year, when you start seeing damage to buildings and other structures. Then if you go up to higher than that, like what struck in California, boy, that's a 6.1 to 6.9, 100 of those per year, and it can cause a lot of damage in very populated areas typically. Great, I'm recording this right now. We're like on a major fault line. California's feeling it. They had another one this morning also, which is nuts. And then a major earthquake, serious damage like what we saw in California up north in the Bay Area, what, 20, almost 30 years ago now? Holy crap. Only 20 of those happen per year. So we are in the ones where there's 30,000 of them a year. No big deal. Might freak you out a bit. Just move along with the day. You want to talk about someone that has crazy earthquakes way more frequently? That's Japan. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Next time you find yourself in Tokyo and the Godzilla Hotel is full, rage! You can now rent yourself a nightly room with a full-size Boeing 737-800 simulator built right in. Because why not? There's even room for your co-pilot should you be traveling with Chewbacca. Yo, hit me up when they do this with the Millennium Falcon.
This is ridiculous.
All right, from space to under the sea. Deep diving scientists have identified a new type of coral-dwelling fish that glows a certain purple metal-ish color even after the fish dies and the scales are collected. It looks like something out of the movie Black Panther. So researchers who discovered it decided to call it Cirilabrus Wakanda. Common name, Vibranium Fairy Ras. Okay. And finally, there's a new Ninja Turtle joining the gang. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic book is prepared to introduce a female turtle to the team of four pizza-eating teenagers. I won't spoil how it happens, but I'm just stoked that they're giving her a yellow headband instead of just, like, defaulting to pink. Oh, girl turtle? Oh, pink! And because this is a comic book, while you're at it, give her turtle boobs, too. Because how else will we be able to identify her? Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Very best of weekends to you. I hope you have a wonderful time doing whatever it is that you do. Maybe you're getting caught up on this right now and it's already the weekend. There's a bunch of ballet dancers from Pacific Northwest Ballet that have their own side hustle. Noah Lonnie and James are two of the principal dancers, and they're doing Seattle Dance Collective with performances this weekend on Vashon Island. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going on Saturday afternoon. It's going to be real cool, and I'm real happy for them as well. Plus, I'm hosting at Lazy Boy Brewing. I'm hosting some trivia. My buddy Nick reached out and was like, yo, would you host a round of trivia? We're doing it to raise money for the library up in Everett. I was like, yeah, I'll come drink your beer and ask questions to nerds. That sounds fun. Anyway, hope you have a great weekend. End of the show. End of the week show. End of the week show. End of the show. Show. Okay, that was overkill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.